What about us? Efficiency of the human body as a machine. Every day, a huge number of people are on a diet and pay attention to their calorie intake. Why is gaining weight so easy? It's because the human body is too efficient. How many calories do we need to live, move, and work? At rest, for example, while sitting and watching television, the human body burns only about 26 kilocalories per kilogram of body mass per day. That means that if a person weighs 69 kilograms, his body uses only about 26 kilocalories per kilogram, 69 kilograms, equals 1,800 kilocalories per day. Those 1,800 kilocalories are used to do everything we need to stay alive. They keep our heart beating and lungs breathing, our internal organs operating properly, our brain running, and they maintain our body warm. When in motion, the human body also uses energy very efficiently. Can a human being be compared to a thermal machine? Human body temperature is normally 37 degrees centigrade, and usually the environment is cooler, say 20 degrees centigrade. From this, we could suggest that there is some resemblance between a heat engine, in which the body is the heat source, and the cooler environment could act as a heat sink. We know that the maximum efficiency of a heat engine is determined by the temperatures of the heat source, the body temperature, T of body equals 310 Kelvin, and the heat sink, the environmental temperature, T of sink equals 293 Kelvin. Efficiency equals 1 minus T of sink over T of body equals 1 minus 293 Kelvin over 310 Kelvin equals 5.5%. However, scientific studies have estimated the human body's efficiency in other ways. It has been observed, for instance, that for an average man to produce 75 watts of power, he will need to breathe about 1 liter of oxygen per minute. In the combustion reactions that take place in body cells, that liter of oxygen generates about 300 watts of power. Thus, we can conclude that the efficiency of the human engine is 75 over 300 equals 25%. What causes the difference between the 5.5% efficiency as calculated above and the 25% from the combustion determination? The human body cannot be considered a heat engine. The work is not generated in the same way as a steam engine, which transforms heat into work and lower temperature waste heat. Instead, the human body is more like a fuel cell, where chemical energy is directly transformed into work.